Welcome to Pardes Daily, where you get your daily dose of Torah with Pardes faculty. This month, Pardes is bringing Elul to you. Let's dive in.
Hello, everyone. This is C. Hirschfield, still in Alon Shvut, and recording another Amud. Today, we are focusing on 32b, Lamud Bet, in the fourth chapter of Tractate Rosh Hashanah. And even though we're going to begin with the discussion with the Mishnah at the bottom of 32a, Lamud Bet, Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is continuing from where the earlier Mishnah left off about the psukim, the verses that we recite as the text of the blessings of Malchiyot, Zichronot and Shofarot, right? God's kingship, God's remembering of us, and the blowing of the shofar, and going into greater detail as to which type of psukim and the order of the psukim that we use for the text of the brachot. The Mishnah says as follows: Ein maskirin zikro malchut v'shofar shel puranut. When choosing the psukim for these sections, we should not use psukim that have a memory or kingship or of shofar that deal with negative things, with disasters or punishments. Matchil b'Torah u'mashlim b'Navi. You begin with the Torah psukim and you finish with the psukim from the prophets. Rav Yossi omer im hishlim b'Torah yatsa. If you finish with the psukim from the Torah, you have fulfilled your obligation. We'll see how the Gemara understands Rav Yossi later on. However, what's clear from the Mishnah is that there was no fixed list of psukim that one had to use for the Rosh Hashanah Musaf service, but rather people would choose and decide for themselves which psukim, as long as they fulfilled certain criteria. We'll see more about that in just a bit. Malchiyot, the Gemara begins. What are examples of psukim related to Malchiyot that one should not use? Kagon, for example, the verse from Yechezkel, Chai aninu mashem elokim, im lo biad chazaka ozonotiyah uvechema shvucha im loch aleichem. That God is saying, I will rule over you with a strong hand and outstretched arm, with poured out anger and punishment. So there's an example where God's kingship is mentioned, but the context is negative, and therefore we don't want to use it. But Afal Gav Dam Rav Nachman, even though Rav Nachman said, Kol ki hai ritcha lirtach kud shabrichu alan v'lifrokanan, anytime God's going to get angry, let God get angry on us, and then he'll redeem us. In other words, God's anger is good because it has a follow-up stage after the punishment of redemption. Kevan de ritcha amur, itkure ritcha breshat alo matkarinan. The Gemara says, even though it is talking about, it's talking about anger, and we don't want to mention anger on Rosh Hashanah in any context. Even though, yes, you could make the case that God's anger is an important stage in the process of redemption, not a good thing to mention Rosh Hashanah. Zikaron, what's an example of a pasuk dealing with Zikaron that we should not use? Kagon vayiskor ki vasar hema, right? The pasuk, in this case, from Tehillim, is in a context of why God punishes us slowly, because, or not all at one time, because he remembers that we are human beings. But again, it has a context of sin and punishment, therefore we don't use it. Shofar, what's an example of shofar? Kagon, tiku b'shofar bagiva. Let the shofar blow on the hill. It has a context of war from Hosea, and therefore we don't want to use that one either. Aval, the Gemara continues, im balo mar malchut zikron v'shofar shel puranut shel nochrim omer. However, the Gemara says, if you want to use a verse, a negative verse, in context of kingship, God's remembering, or the shofar, if it's about negative things happening to non-Jews, certainly who oppress us, who are bad to us, then you can use them. And now it gives some examples. Malchut, kagon Hashem malach yirgizu amim, God is king and the nations trembled. Ukagon, for example, Hashem Melech Olam Va'ed Avdu Goyim Yerzo, God is the eternal king, he will cause the nations to leave his land. Zikaron, Kagon Zechor Hashem Livnei Adom, God will remember what you, the Edomites, did to the Jewish people at the time of the destruction of the first temple. Shofar, Kagon Vashem Elohim Bashofar Yitka V'alach B'sarot Teman, again, another verse talking about God is going to come with the sound of the shofar and punish nations that have oppressed us or have been cruel to us. Uktiv Hashem Tzvaot Yagen Aleihem, right? And the pasuk continues that God will protect us, and therefore it's still considered a positive verse as far as the Jewish people are concerned. Ein maskirin zikron shachiv afil letova. The Gemara continues, you don't mention a verse about zikaron if it refers to an individual, even if it's good. Kagon Zachrinya Shem Birtzon Amecha, right? That God will remember me in the will of his people. Ukagon Zachra Li Elohai Latova, God will remember me for good. Because again, even though it's positive, we should be thinking about the community and not our individual self. Pikdonot harehen gezichronot. The word pakad, which is either to appoint or to remember, is also equivalent to zichronot, according to this view. Kagon Hashem pakad et Sarah. Ukagon pakod pakad dietchem. Right? The verse, God remembered Sarah, or God has appointed or remembered you. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einan gezichronot. Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees. He says the word pakad does not fulfill the requirement. He requires the word zecher specifically, and pakad is not a substitute for that. Ula Rabbi Yossi, nehi nami de piktonot harein kazichonot, vashem pakad sarah pikadon diachidu. And according to Rabbi Yossi, indeed, you can say that piktonot are like zichonot, but what about the fact that pasuk about sarah is about an individual? So you shouldn't use it for that reason. Kevanda atu rabbi mina kerabim danya. No, because many will come from her, it is like the many, right? Because Sarah, it's not about remembering Sarah individually, it's about Sarah as the mother of the entire Jewish people. Now we quote the verse, a very well-known verse from Tehillim. Se'u sh'ari moshechem v'inasu pitchei olam v'yavo melech ha'kavod. Miza melech ha'kavod Hashem izuzu gibor Hashem gibor milchama. Another pasuk, Se'u sh'ari moshechem v'usu pitchei olam v'yavo melech ha'kavod. Ki mihuze melech ha'kavod Hashem sodu melech ha'kavod sela. Right in these two verses, you have multiple mentions of God as melech. So the question is, how many mentions of Malchut to each of these verses will they count in our list of three? So here's the first opinion. Rishona Shtaim Shnia Shalosh. Rabbi Yossi says the first verse counts as two because it says Melech twice, and the second verse counts as three because it says Melech three times. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rishona Achat Shnia Shtaim. Rabbi Yehuda says no, the first one's only one, the second one's two, because he doesn't count the question form. When it says Mize Melech, he doesn't count that as a mentioning of Malchut, because it's asked in the form of a question. Zamru Elohim, Zameru, Zamru Lelakenu, Zameru, Ki Melech, Kol Haaretz Elohim. Again, we quote another verse from Tehillim, where it says, Malkenu and Melech, how do those count? Those are Shtayim, according to Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achat. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't count it, because Malkenu is not, this is only our king, and God is king of the entire universe. Therefore, Malkenu does not count for our list. V'shavin b'malach Elohim algoim Elohim yashav v'kisei kodesho shehi achad. They both agree in the pasuk malach Elohim algoim Elohim yashav v'kisei kodesho, that it's only one and not two, that Elohim yashav v'kisei kodesho, God sits on his throne, is not a specific enough mention of Malchut to count as a verse. Zikaron sheyesh bo trua kagon Shabbaton zichron trua mikra kodesh. Omra ima zichronot v'omra ima shofarot. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says if you have the word truah in a pasuk, and also it includes the word zikaron, you can use it for either. You can use it for the zichronot section and the shofarot section. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein omra ela im zichronot bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says no. The word trua without the word shofar does not count, and therefore you can only use it for zichronot. Malchut sheyeshimo trua. What about when you have a pasuk that says malchut in trua? Kagon Hashem Elohav imo utruat melech bo. Right? What about the verse from Bamidbar? That God is with his people and the trumpeting of the king is in him. Omra im hamalchiot v'omra im ha-shofarot. Div Rabbi Yossi, which says, well, that counts for both. You can use trua for shofarot, and you can use the melech part for malchiot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, eino omra ela im malchiot bilvad. Rita says, no, once again, trua without shofar does not count. Therefore, it can only be used in the malchiot section. Trua shein ima lo klum. As he says, trua that doesn't have anything attached to it, i.e. the shofar, does not count for anything. Kagon yom trua yelachem omraim ha-shofarot, divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer eino omra kol ikar. Right? The verse yom trua yelachem, interestingly enough, about Rosh Hashanah, it's a day of blowing. You can say with the shofar, according to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it does not count at all. Now the Gemara turns to the latter part of our Mishnah, which talks about how the order and how you should finish. Matchil b'Torah u'mashlim b'Navi, Rabbi Yossi Omer, im hishlim b'Torah yatsa. You begin with the Torah verses, you finish with the Navi verses, and Rabbi Yossi said if you finish with the Torah verse, you have fulfilled your obligation. Im hishlim diavad in lechatchila lo. The language of Rabbi Yossi sounds like if you did complete the list of 10 with a verse from Navi, it works, but you ideally shouldn't do it. I'm sorry, with the Torah verse, and ideally you shouldn't do it. V'hat Tanya, we have a braita that says the opposite. Rabbi Yossi mir mashlim b'Torah harei z'meshubach, one who finishes the list of 10 with a Torah verse, even better. Ema mashlim. So therefore, you know, take out the harei z'meshubach. I'm sorry, don't take out the mishubach. It means instead of the Mishnah saying im hishlim, make it say mashlim, and then it's the language of lechatchila, of ideal, and not b'diavat. The Gemara says, "V'ha im hishlim k'tani diavad im l'chachila lo." We can't do that because Rabbi Yossi is quoted as saying im hashlim. It's a language of b'diavad, a language of less than ideal. We can't reconcile them that way. Hachi kamar. Then we're gonna reread it. Matchil b'torah mashlim b'navi. You begin with the Torah verses and you finish the list with the verse from the Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mashlim b'Torah, you finish off with the verse from the Torah. Ve'im hishlim b'Navi yatsa. But if you happen to b'diavad finish with a verse from Navi, you'll fulfill your obligation. Tanya Namiachi, we have another Tanyic source that supports this reading. Amar Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi, Vatikin hayu mashlimin ota. Torah. The Vatikin, the pious ones, the careful ones, they indeed used to finish with a verse from the Torah, and that's our practice as well. Bishlama Zichronot v'Shofarot Ikatuva. This works for the Zichronot and Shofarot section because there are many psukim that you can use. Ela Malchiot Tlatu, the Havian Hashem Elohav Imo Utrat Melech Bo, Vahi Bishur Melech Hashem Imoch Olam Voed. But we have a problem when it comes to Malchiyot. There are only three verses in the Torah that have Hashem as Melech. And the Gemara listed them, Hashem Elohav Imo Trat Melech Bo, Vayibishur Melech, and Hashem Imoch Olam Voed. And we need 10. We need a 10th verse. Where are we going to get a 4th Torah verse to finish off our list of 10? Amrav Huna Tashma, come in here. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Malchut Divrei Rabbi Yossi. He quoted a braita where Rabbi Yossi is saying the verse Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the essence of Malchut, and therefore that counts as a verse of Malchut. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Malchut. No, Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't count because it doesn't have the word Melech in it. V'yadat hayom v'ashivot elavecha ki Adonai hu Elohim ein od Malchut, divrei Rabbi Yossi. Quoting another verse, V'yadat hayom v'ashivot elavecha, right, you shall know on that day, again from the book of Dvarim, that God is your God, also counts as Malchut, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eina Malchut. No, it doesn't count. Atar reit ladak Yashem Elohim ein od milvado. You shall see and know that God is your Lord and there is no other, is Malchut, according to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Malchut. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't count that either. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to have the word Melech in it, so presumably Rabbi Yehuda would force to say that you'd have to finish off your list of 10 with something from Navi, because there are only 3 psukim from the Torah that count for Malchut. We are up to the next Mishnah on 32b. Ha'over lifnei teva biyom tov shel Rosh Hashanah hasheni matkia uvishat halal harishon makreya tahala. When the chazan on Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, the sheni matkia, that means the tkiot are attached to the musaf. We blow shofar with musaf. That's the second chazan. And when halal is being said, however, the first chazan is the one who leads halal. So halal happens after the first Shmona Asrei on Rosh Chodesh or on Chagim. So the Gemara wants to ask the following question. Maishna sheni matkia mishum deborov am hadrat melach. Why is it different in Rosh Hashanah that we have tkiot shofar attached to musaf? Because the principle, God is glorified among the many, meaning we want to wait till as many people as possible come to shul, so those late sleepers still have time to be present for the tkiot. Ihachi halanami name of a sheni mishum grov am hadrat melach. So that's true. The logic for halal should be the same. If we want more people, save halal for the musaf service, after the musaf service as well. Ella maishna halal debarishon mishum dezizi makdim in the mitzvot. Rather, no, that's not the case. The reason we put halal first is because we want to be alacritous. I don't even know if that's the word. We want to be eager and energized and do mitzvot as early as possible. So the Gemara says, if that's true, tkianami na'avi barishon, then we should do the tkiot shofar as part of the first Shmona Asrei as well, to be zrizim l'makdimim the mitzvot. Mishum, Dizrizi Makdim Mitzvot, right? We should also be quick to do the Mitzvot. Am Rabbi Yochanan Bishat HaShmad Shanu. No, the Mishnah was taught in the time of Shmad, a time of oppression where the Jews either were not allowed to blow shofar, or if, as Rashi says, and they would wait in the early morning to make sure they didn't blow. Or Tosot mentions there was a time where we blew shofar and they thought that we were declaring a rebellion. And so therefore, since we waited till later in the day, they didn't suspect us of military activity. Gemara continues, Midikar bishat halo, mikad Rosh Hashanah leka halo, right? Since the Mishnah differentiates between Rosh Hashanah as a time of tkiat shofar and halal times, we can infer that Rosh Hashanah, we don't say halal. My time, isn't Rosh Hashanah achad? Why don't we say halal? Am Rabbi Abahu, Amru Malachei Asher Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Abahu said, the angel said before God, Ribono Sholam, Mipnei Ma En Yisrael Amrim Shira Lifnecha Ab Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. God, the angels are always trying to get us in trouble for some reason. Why don't the Jewish people sing songs of praise before you on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amar Lahem, God said to them, Efshar Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din V'Sifrei Chaim V'Sifrei Meitim P'tuchim Lefanav V'Yisrael Omrim Shira. God said, is it possible that the king is sitting on his throne of judgment and the book of life and the book of death are open before him and the Jewish people would sing songs of praise? They're terrified. They're worried. All they can do is ask God for mercy. We will begin next time at this Mishnah at the bottom of 32b, Lamed Bet Amud Bet. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you to our Pardes faculty. And thank you to you, our learners. Make sure to check back in at the beginning of each week to stay on track with your Elul learning. And visit www.pardes.org.il for more information about Pardes and our programs.